Good morning. It's 8:41. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The demand for feds with foreign language skills is growing. The talent pool, sadly, is not. More than 80 agencies currently employ people with translation skills in 100 different languages. But how will agencies fill these critical posts in the years to come? Partnership for Public Service has released a new issue brief with its own recommendations. John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership. He joins us now live to enlighten us. John, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Good, thank you, Amy. Good morning, Tom and Amy. There's a perception out there that the federal government is, because of this time of high unemployment, a lot of people looking for jobs, that the federal government just inundated with candidates for all of its jobs. But that's not the case. There's a lot of things that government doesn't do, construction, retail sales, and so on. And so they're not competing for that talent. But one of the things the government does do is deal with the threat of foreign terrorism, negotiate international treaties, deal with foreign policy challenges around the world. And what the government's having difficulty with now, Tom and Amy, is recruiting people, qualified folks with foreign language skills. Let me just give you a few data points. There's 80 federal agencies that employ individuals with translation and interpretation skills in more than 100 languages. In Department of Defense, for example, in the military and civilian side, their need for people with some foreign language skills increased from 80,000 in 2006 to 141,000 in 2008, so a 76% increase in just 2 years. State Department's going to need to hire more than 1,100 foreign service officers and others in jobs that will require foreign language skills in one of over 180 countries. And GAO found that 31% of foreign service officers did not meet the foreign language speaking and reading proficiency. And in Afghanistan, 66% of the foreign service officers who were required in their position to speak Dari, the language of Afghanistan, failed their proficiency test. So there's an issue out there. The government is having difficulty finding enough people with foreign language abilities.
And so, John, is this something the government can solve, or is it really an issue with the public schools and the private schools feeding up into the colleges and so on?
Well, like a lot of these things, it's a combination of things, Tom. Part of the problems lie, and the good news is there's things we can do about it, so we'll get to that. But part of the problem is, first of all, that a lot of federal jobs require people to be citizens. 99% of all federal employees are citizens. So native language speakers sometimes have a difficulty because they may be here, with visas and work permits and everything else. But if they're not citizens, there's an extra hurdle to climb. Security clearances can be an issue, even for citizens. If you have family members who are living in certain countries with terrorist activity, that can be an issue in terms of getting a security clearance. But then also, yes, we do have a lack of citizens who are studying foreign languages in our universities, especially Chinese, Arabic, the Middle and Near Eastern languages, and South Asian. And as an example, there's only 17 colleges and universities that offer Farsi. 10 offer Hindi or Urdu. One college teaches Pashto, and one college teaches Dari. So if you're a citizen and interested in learning the language, that can be a challenge.
So, the federal government has put forth the cybersecurity challenge because they recognize the need to bring young people up in the realm of cybersecurity, teaching them how that works, because they know that they're going to have to expand their pool. Why not do something similar with language? Have a language challenge.
Absolutely right, Amy. And I think, the government is starting to understand that they need to do something here. And there's things that can be done, first of all, by Congress. There's a draft bill, the National Foreign Language Coordination Act of 2009, which would create a foreign language council to oversee this area. Congress can also oversee the language programs that that agencies have internally to make sure that they're being used effectively. There's a Roosevelt Scholars Act of 2009, which is kind of a civilian ROTC program that could be used to offer scholarships to students interested in learning foreign languages that are a critical need. Within government, within the federal agencies themselves, there's a national security education program that could be made greater use of. Agencies, I think, need to do, you know, better workforce planning to identify what their needs are so that they can start figuring out how to, on the demand, on the supply side, build up the supply they'll need for that that demand. And then, of course, at the college and university levels, I think we need a partnership between government and the universities so that we are encouraging students to study the critical languages. And, you know, I say that somewhat cavalierly, but, you know, because I'm still struggling with English. But, you know, I think we do need folks out there that have an ability to pick up a foreign language. We need to help steer those folks to some critical need areas.
I know you were being funny when you said, yeah, I'm still struggling with English, because clearly I'm having a similar problem this morning. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of us are. I mean, there is a difference between there, and there, you know? And, yeah, and the written word and texting and stuff, it's changed the way people communicate.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, we cannot just assume that, you know, all the world is going to learn English. If the government's going to continue to be a successful world player, we need to be able to communicate with the rest of the world.